Hi, I'm Antoine Taylor, and welcome to The Mission, where we are dedicated to helping you encounter God through Scripture. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another edition of The Mission. My name is Antoine Taylor, and I'm your host, and I am so glad that you're here. I am so glad that those that have been rocking with us, this is something that God has just given me to do, and I'm just trying to be obedient to what he is saying. We are coming from Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 4, and I just want to go right into it. It says, "Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, 'If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread.' Jesus said, 'It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God.'" Okay, guys, what is going on here? Jesus is in the wilderness. What is so important about this experience that Jesus is going through? Jesus is in a place that the Spirit has led him, which is the wilderness. The wilderness is a place where God uses to give us our spiritual identity. If you notice here, Jesus is basically shedding light on who he is and who he serves, who he is and who he serves. Okay, so my question for you is, why is the wilderness so important? Again, the wilderness gives God a place where we find identity in him. So we find our spiritual identity in the wilderness. And so the wilderness, we actually live out what we call John 3:30. He must increase, but I must decrease. There are so many times that we are in the wilderness and God takes us to a place so that he can choke out the things that we've picked up along the way. And these things are, it could be lust, it could be fleshly desires, lust of the eye, pride of life, things that you think you want, but God is trying to show you that that's not it. Most of the time, God does his best work in the wilderness because we have no choice but to depend on him. So what is the wilderness and what is the definition? So the definition of the wilderness is a neglected or abandoned area of a garden or a town. So God takes us to an abandoned area and he begins to deal with us severely. In this passage alone, the tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to come to become bread." This passage literally reveals Satan's tactics. Satan here is using the lust of the flesh to make us curse God, right? He's trying to make Jesus do something that he shouldn't. He tells Jesus basically that tell these stones to become bread. And Jesus replies, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God or comes from the mouth of God." Why is Satan tempting Jesus' flesh? Well, obviously, in the beginning, it talks about he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights and he was hungry. So the devil uses a legitimate need and he tries to make us succumb to his plan. So he uses the lust of the flesh. Jesus is clearly hungry here. He uses a legitimate need to attack Jesus's hunger. He also attacks Jesus's identity in being God by challenging his authority. He says, "It is written," this is what Jesus said, "man shall not live by bread alone." He is counteracting Satan when he says, if you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread. How many times have you listened to Satan and he has been telling you to do something that you shouldn't be doing? How many times do we think in our head that God is leading us to a place of pasture where we're always growing and we're always manifesting things and grabbing a hold of things? But God is doing the opposite. He's leading us to the wilderness so that we can encounter his spirit. So Satan uses the wilderness to attack our identity in Christ. And while God, listen, God uses the wilderness to increase his spirit in us. Don't you know that God does his best work in abandoned places? He uses the wilderness to choke out all the bad things we've picked up along the way, and he restores us with his spirit. Here's the revelation here, guys. He reveals his best revelation, his mighty power, while we are weak in our bodies, so that he may be glorified. Also, so it may help us see who he really is. The Bible states, his strength is made perfect in our weakness. So what happens when we are weak? What happens when we decrease, right? And he increases. When we decrease, we get the food from heaven, which is the bread of life. God restores us with his presence and his will and gives us our identity in Christ. But listen, isn't it ironic that Satan tells Jesus to tell the stones to become bread when Jesus is the bread of life? But he states, man shall not live by bread alone, physical bread, right? But every word that out of the mouth of God, which that makes a lot of sense because he's teaching us that in order to battle in spiritual warfare, we can't defeat the devil by physical attacks, right? We can only defeat the devil by battling with God's word. That's the only way. The only way we can defeat the devil is speak the word of God. And so I want to pray for you today. Maybe you're going through a wilderness experience and you're wondering why you're going through. You're wondering what is the reason you're experiencing this, right? And God is really taking you to an abandoned place, or you're going through in this relationship or this at work, because God is trying to speak to you and he has to take you through a wilderness experience to bless you so you can see who he is and you can find your identity in him. Lord, some of us may be going through a wilderness experience right now. Lord, I pray right now, Holy Spirit, come. Father, I pray right now that you bless that person that's experiencing hardship right now. Lord, that your Holy Spirit would meet them where they are. Father, I ask that we all know that when we suffer, Lord God, for a while, you will establish us and make us perfect. And so, Lord, I pray that whoever is going through a wilderness experience, whoever is experiencing coming out of a wilderness experience or going inside of a wilderness experience right now, I pray comfort. I pray your Holy Spirit to be with them. Lord, I pray that you would give them insight of your spirit, that they would find their identity in this abandoned place. Lord, we ask you to fill them up to the brim and the measure and the power of your glory. And we ask, Lord, that you would surround them with your angels and that they would know who you are. And these all blessings we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.